radar on board, they'll be able to see anything coming towards the station that's down to about the size of a marble. We will have emergency care facilities on the station, more extensive actually than they have on cruise ships. And of course, after we get the second station finished, then if any real emergency breaks out, the people will be able to be carried over to the second station. We're looking at the things like communicable diseases. You know, if they break out on the station, how do you isolate it?
Sure.
What happens if a fire breaks out? So we're spending a great deal of time thinking of all the people that will be coming up as guests. We'll go through roughly a 48-hour orientation program. But during that period, we'll walk them through a full-scale mock-up. We're going to ask if they bring in something from their doctor saying that their hearts are in good enough condition to handle the communicable diseases that might be a danger to the other people on the station. We're not going to allow pregnant women to go up until we get a better handle on how embryos react to communicable diseases that might be a danger to the other people on the station. And we're also developing some pretty extensive video games tied to this concept.
Yeah. Gene, thank you so very much. You have a website. Let's make sure people get that in case they want to get more information. www.www.com. Maybe we'll talk to you when we get closer to the launch.
All right, thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's 9:52. And you know what that means. That's right. It's time for live commercial action. Yeah. That's right. That's right, babies. That's right. That's right, babies. Action. Yeah. Action. That's right. That's right, babies. Action. Yeah. Commercial action. Yeah. That's right. That's right, babies. So, are you really sure that you're getting all of the essential nutrients that you need? Now, I'm a vegetarian. I've been a vegetarian for about 7 years at this point, so I've been taking lithium, rubidium, titanium, zirconium. You want to eat well. You want to be healthy. You want your hunger to be less. That means that you're feeding your hunger. You're feeding your nutritional requirements. This is the way to do it. Because the dinosaurs were here 70 million years ago, and this is the gift that they left for us. How could that be bad? Stick around.
Have been reading my mind. Thank you. The color could not have been better. Nothing else would have done. You'll know why when I see you on Saturday. This family reunion, in honor of Aunt Martha's 95th birthday, will be a good chance to visit with you. The school hall will be crowded with all sorts of friends and relatives. Aren't we lucky to have each other on such occasions? Thank you so much for a fine birthday present. Give my regards to King George. Your cousin, Frank.
Forest Adventures by Bonita Blue. No museums, no guided tours. This year, it was strictly back to nature for the Blue family. For 1 week, we rented a cabin high in the misty mountains of Empire National Forest. The brochure had advertised the forest cabins as rustic. Rustic indeed. Rain poured in through the windows, squirrels rustled under the eaves, and the only source of heat was the wood carried log by log from the faraway woodpile. No problem. Roasted marshmallows and a wild game of Monopoly in front of a roaring blaze can't be beat on a rainy evening. And it only rained half the time. On several days, we actually had enough sun to hike through the fur-lined forest. Why does it always seem to be 3 miles down a trail but 6 miles up? We were never alone on the wooded paths. There were travelers from all over the United States to meet, as well as many local residents who were happy to get acquainted. The deer were gentle and tame, but we never did test the friendliness of the bears. Like many tourists, we brought home a collection of souvenirs. My grandmother loved her birdhouse, but my brother Buddy wished he'd left his poison ivy back in the woods. While our trip lasted only 10 days, it is definitely one the Blue family will remember forever.
Buenos días, señores y señoras. Estáis escuchando a Shirley Espinoza Internet Radio.
Captain, where are we going first? God, it's awfully quiet here in the compartment. Everybody's gone. I could try to describe to you what I'm seeing. I'm in a large Zeppelin. Used to be my grandfather Otto's, and he passed it down to me when I was but 15 years of age. I really had no use of it until I met the captain, and he showed me how to aviate it. And therefore, I became an aviator. For years I've dreamed about taking this to distant lands, to fly into the sky, and search out other countries and nations and ones that you may never even have heard of. I don't know the power of this vessel. I don't know how high we could go. All I know is that I'm stranded here within this Zeppelin with the captain, a stewardess, and myself. And a lot of fucking music.
I hear that China is a beautiful country and the people are friendly. True.
Thank you. Graceful walk, bubbling femininity, authoritative talk. There's your man, he's prominent, treats you like a queen. All your little secrets kept, your reputation's clean. The proper ornaments of life. Status, 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 job, baby, vacation. There's your brand new car, sir. Here's your hat and gloves. There's your pretty wife, sir, whom you almost love. There's your color TV set and your impressive pet. There's your little baby girl, you're almost glad you had.
What's behind that countenance? What's behind the lace? What is in your mind and heart that's hidden by your face?
Behind the ornaments in your life. Ba 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 ba.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Dragon Air. Please pay attention to the following safety instructions.
各位乘客，欢迎乘搭港龙航空。航机即将起飞，请留意以下嘅安全示范。All
mobile phones and personal electronic devices must be switched off from the time the aircraft doors are closed for departure until the aircraft doors are opened upon arrival.
We are walking across another desert with smog is crowding our path, pouring our organs in their chest, the breath after celebrating their human blood bath. I'm just waiting on the shore. Looks like a storm is coming and quick. And what is a mistake? Colder passion, that would be fine. I'm feeling sick.
3. I believe that there was a lot of chaos in the country. And I think that's logical and clear. And so I also know that we based our decisions on good sound intelligence and our people are going to find out the truth, and the truth will say that this intelligence is good intelligence, no doubt in my mind. I have and therefore we'll talk there will be no peace. There's no peace. It's a contradiction in terms to prevent peace from happening. And for those who want peace, I mean, all around the world have got to understand very clearly that if you're interested in peace, and I'm going to tell you point blank that security is the essential roadblock to achieving the roadmap to peace.
Thank you. digital mind. You're an amoeba. You have no individual mind. You're an amoeba. You have no individual mind.
If it was my business, I wouldn't talk about it. Very vulgar to talk about one's business. Only people like stockbrokers do that, and then merely at dinner parties.
Well, I can't eat muffins in an agitated manner. The butter would probably get on my cuffs. One should always eat muffins calmly. It is the only way to eat them.
When I am in trouble, eating is the only thing that consoles me. Indeed, when I am in really great trouble, as anyone who knows me intimately will tell you, I refuse everything except food and drink. At the present moment, I'm eating muffins because...
Because we must reprove and rebuke the works of darkness.
Rides, I'm particularly fond of muffins.
Now the Bible tells us in 1 John 3:8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning.
I wish you would have tea cake instead. I don't like tea cake.
For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil, praise God.
But you have just said it was perfectly heartless to eat muffins.
Colossians 2:15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in his resurrection.
That may be, but the muffins are the same. I think I'll have another.
Paul said that I may know him, Christ, and the power of his resurrection.
You can't possibly ask me to go without having dinner. It's absurd. I never go without dinner.
How do we defeat Satan?
No one ever does, except vegetarians and people like that. Besides, I have just made arrangements with the Reverend Chasuble to